say, Aliba the man, who is Rav Huna saying is halacha to? Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, and like Rashi said, there's a machlokes later on Daf Kuf Chav Dalz, we'll soon see. It's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says, not this, Netanya says over there, how you all love Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, Metam and Bemasa. If you have two chatzoi zaysim of meat left on the skin, so it has a tumas nevela on it, it's metam b'mas if you carry it. Shrei nosa kezayis nevela. But v'yei metam b'magi, if you touch it, you don't become tamei. V'yei nagei v'choizav nagei, because you only touch a chatzi zayis at a time, so you have no tumas nagei. That's a bishmol shita, bishmol holds, that these two chatzoi zaysim on the skin of meat is not potter to the skin, but still called bosa. And over there, Rabbi Kiva, Makiva says, no, loy b'magav, loy b'masa. It has no tum at all, those two chatzoi zaysim of meat are still attached to the skin. Alma, what do we see? Rabbi Yishmoyel, loy mevatalo. According to Rabbi Yishmoyel, the basar is not bottled to the skin, it's still called basar. Rabbi Kiva, bottle. According to Rabbi Kiva, this basar is bottled to the skin. So the Gemara is, Ali b'deman, who is Rav Huna saying is chiddush according to? E Ali b'di Rabbi Shmuel, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'om Rabbi Shmuel says, Le nevatal or? Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the skin is not nevatal b'yor. So why did Rav Huna say that Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim Shesha Gavi Yor, or Mevatlon, why do you say the Yor is Mevatlon? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not bottle to the skin, but rather to Chatzoi Bosor is still called Bosor. And if you carry it, you'll have a Tumas Masa of a Nevela. Elamai via libid Rabbi Kiva, Elamai for whom is going according to Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Kiva, is sub shita. Om mevata lo. That's Rabbi Kiva shita in the Mishnah later, that he says, yes, even though the chatzoi zaysim of meat is attached to the basar, it's to the skin, it's bottled to the skin, and loses its shame basar. The sawash Rav Huna's chiddush. So more like this, the Elam really I'll tell you a libid Rabbi Shmuel, that Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Shmuel shita. That he holds what? That the or is not mevatol, the bosom. Is so how come Rav Huna says over here that or mevatlon? I'll tell you like this. V'chiyom Rabbi Shmuel mevatol or, when does Rabbi Shmuel himself say that the or, the skin, is not mevatol, the meat to it? Hani mili shepotosachaya. That's only if we have, let's say, Rashi said before, means the kelev. If kelev came and bit off the meat, so therefore we say that's still called chashav meat. Therefore, what's left over on the skin is not bottled to the skin. And like Rashi says, it means potosachayim, means shenasa shlemi das. It wasn't your will, like, to take off that meat. Abo potosachakim, in the case where you, like filet, you take off the meat off the skin, and you leave the meat on the skin, there we say, yes, you're mavato, that meat, on the skin, and there it's bottled, the shame bosser. That's what Rav Huna is talking about. If it's potosai sakin, then that meat that's left over on the skin is bottled to the skin. And here that Rabbi Shmuel says later, it's not bottled, that's where shapotosachaya. If an animal bit off the meat, and the meat was left over, so since the owner did not take care of it yet, for sure he still wants to use that meat, he's not mavatal the meat to the skin. So Mara says, avol potosai sakin bot lenachnami. But Rabbi Shmuel would agree in a case where you were cutting away with the knife the meat, and you left over some meat on the skin, what you left over is bottled to the skin. Tarshima, come in here. Says Rabbi Yudah says, Ha'olul, says in the Mishnah, Ha'olul, that's this meat that's left over on the skin. Ha'mechunis, if you gather it together, im yesh kezayis b'mokim, mechad chayov molot. If there's a kezayis in one place, so you have a nisin of Eidron, you chay for it. And of this also, the Yom Rav Huna says, Chan of Yehuda is, the Yom Rav Huna, V'hu Shekonsu. Rav Huna said, we're talking about now that he himself was kind of said, V'hu Shekonsu. So now, Iyam Bishleim HaPotos Le'Sakin Rabbi Shmuel, Nami Le'Boto. If you tell me now that when you cut off the meat, and you leave some meat on the skin, it's not bottle according to Rabbi Shmuel. If so, Rav Huna, the Yom Rav Shmuel, it's good that Rav Huna is saying pshat and Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Shmuel that the meat that's left over on the skin is not bottle, but only if you're machanas, if you gather it together kezayis worth in one place. But I call upon him even before you gather it together, it's not bottle to the skin, then it's good. But early, I'm not going to tell me potos esak and no, in a case where you yourself, the owner himself, is filleting, is cutting the meat off the skin. and by mistake he leaves all this meat on the skin. The Rabbi Shmuel contra Rabbi Shmuel, he wanted to tell me who also agrees that's bottle, that meat is bottled to the skin, it's not called meat anymore. If so, then Rabbi Shmuel the Yama Kaman. Who is Rav Huna going like it? Rav Huna says no. If you're mechanis, if you gather together, if you slice off more meat off the skin, and you slice off the gezayis worth together, you're chayif in the vela. The chura, since you yourself were flaying it, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you tell me you hold this bottle to the skin, and once it's bottle, it doesn't get a shame basar anymore. Samara says no. No, even though it's potos the sakin, even though the owner is cutting off the meat and he leaves some meat on the skin, that meat is not bottled to the skin according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even the case of potos the sakin is also le bottle. If so, it's a kashan Rav Huna, why did Rav Huna before saying that the or is mevatlon? So my answer is, Rav Huna the yomer Rabbi Kiva, and Echnam Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah later that the skin is mevatel the bosa. So according to Rav Huna and Echnami here also, the skin is mevatel the bosa. So next the question is the chur pshita. So what's Rav Huna's chiddush? According to Rabbi Kiva, pshita. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita itself clearly in the Mishnah. So Gemara says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, ki kum Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Tani mili potos sakin. That's only where the sakin was potted. I would have thought to say, when does Rabbi Kiva say that the skin is mevatel the basar, where the owner himself is cutting it away and left the meat there? There is basar. Avo potos chay. But in the case where an animal, a chay, was biting the meat off the skin, and it happened in Elov, and some meat is left over, so there I would have thought to say le basar, that the owner still has that to use that meat, and it's not basar to the skin. Kamash malon, kamash from Rav Huna, yes, according to Rabbi Kiva, at all times, the meat that's left over on the skin is bottled to the skin. And time of Rabbi Kiva was, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Bifnei she'or mevatlon, that the or is mevatel the skin, that the skin is mevatel the bosor. And loishna polet chay, it doesn't make enough meaning, was an animal that was biting away on the meat. For loishna polet sak, and enough meaning if you're cutting away with a knife and you left over some meat. Kiritoni says, this doesn't say it clearly. Bifnei ma Rabbi Kiva metaye bior. What's the reason Rabbi Kiva says that this meat that's still attached to the skin is not called nevela, it's tor? If they show mevatlon, that's Rabbi Kiva's svara, the or, the meat that's left over on the skin, since it's left in the kazayas at each place, it's bottled to the skin. It doesn't make enough meaning, it was polta chaya, polta sakin. In both cases, it's bottled to the skin. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that according to Rabbi Kiva, at all times, the bosor is bottled to the skin. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Eilu shari refein kibsorin. These are the things that the skin has a loch like bosar itself. In other words, that the skin is soft and lost out of tumas eichlin even on the skin itself. Like Rashi says, metamen kibsorin. That's or ha'odom, the skin of a person, v'yor chazir shal yishuv, the skin of a pig, a domestic pig, but its skin is soft, it's like meat. Rabbi Yosi says, Af or chazir habor, even a wild pig, his skin is also considered soft enough to give it a shame or to give it a shame basar, and it'll have a tumas eichlin on it. The or chatoiteres shagomul haraka, and the skin of the hooves of the humps on top of a camel, on the young soft camel. We'll see in the Gemara what's called a gomul haraka, what's called a soft one. But the humps on top of the camel, the skin over there is also still called like basar. V'or harosh shel egel harach, also we have a soft calf, so the skin around its head is also considered like basar. V'or haprosos, and the skin around the hooves of an animal, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does process mean. Now v'or beis haboishes, the skin around the womb of a female behemoth, the skin around the womb, it's also soft skin, it's like basar. V'or hashlil, the skin around the fetus, also the fetus's skin, the baby's skin also has a look like basar. V'or shepachos halya, and the skin underneath the tail of the animal, because towards the bottom, going down, that soft skin. V'or ha'anoko v'hakoyach v'halto v'hachoymet. These are part of the Shmoneh Shrotzim. These are four out of the eight Shrotzim that Torah talk about. And these four, the Tanakam holds, their skin is soft. and their skin has a loko like boso. Reb Yudi says no. Halato kachudo. The alto has loko like a chud, like the weasel, and therefore its skin is not called like boso. The kulon. Now all these skins, the kulon shivdon, if they worked them over, then they made them like into leather, meaning to say, oy shehilach them kedei avoido, or else they walked on top of the skin. The amount of time that you do avoid the work with it, means avoid of kedei ibud, which we'll see in the Gemara, comes out a walking of 4 mil, then a locher is torim, like the skin does not have a shame bosser anymore, but rather now it's called like leather, and it's not makabel tumas eichlin. Chutz excluding the yor odom, the skin of an odom, of a mace, that the skin of an odom, even though you worked it over, it always retains, it has a locha of boso. We'll see in the Gemara, it's midirabonin, said the shmur midirabonin. Rav Yechon ben Uri yomer that shmoinis rotzim yesh lomaris. He holds the shmoinis rotzim, the Torah says, all that their skin is not sort of like boso. All the skin there is called skin, and it's not like boso. Yargos on a Tanakama. Tanakama before said that for the Shrotzim. So I was saying, isn't the Tama Kipsorim? If you look at Nuri holds no, he argues on Tanakama and says no, even those four also, their skin is not Mitama Kipsorim. Yeah, nothing more so like this. Omar Ula Ula says, you should know, Duvatur Midiraisa or Odom Tor. Really, the skin of the mace is also Tor. Rashi says, the love Bosso is not called Bosso. Is not the chal the mace either? If so, matam omru, what does the Mishnah say like tome? What does the Mishnah say? The skin of a mace also is tome, it's called like bosor? So the answer is a gzera, that shem yas odem oiris oviv imoy shetichin, that maybe a person will take his parents after they die and like use their skin for their blankets. Shetichin says lamita lekudrois, leishvaleim, to use it for sheets. I don't know why a person do that, but because it's to feel close to his parents, maybe we have to be afraid. Therefore, that a person should not do it, the Rabbanan said, you should know it has a tumor on it, and therefore they won't do it. People are not put upon tumor, so they wouldn't do this. And Viki Dimaskar said, someone learned this on the Sefer, that it says, the kulon she'ivdon, or shiluch ben k'tei avoid the turban. It says in the Sefer, all the skins, once you work them over, made them into leather, so then they're not makabel tumor anymore. Chutz miyor odom, excluding the or of a person. Now, Amu Ulu says on this, you should know, Dvatar midiraisa or odom shavdu tor. The skin of a mace, of a person, his skin is not considered like boss. It's not like a boss of a mace. It's tor, it's not tomei. If so, matam omru, what does the Mishnah say, tomei? That yes, the skin of a person, even if you work it over to make it into leather-like, still it has tumor on it. Gzera, it's a gzera. We don't want you to like Shemi Yas or the Moiris or the Vimois. Maybe someone will take the skin of his parents and make him into shtich and make him into blankets or pillow or sheets. So of this gzera, people shouldn't do it. Rabbana had to make it as far as a din tumas, turn the mace on it. So if nobody would use it. Now, man the master Reish, the one that learns this on the Reish, there's only midi Rabbana, not midi Reish, koshkin a sefer. For sure, when you take the skin and make it into leather, you work it over. For sure it's not Tomei Midiraisa. But man the Masla Sefer, the one learns Ula's din only on the Sefer. If you worked over the skin and made it into leather, so that's when it's only Midirabonim. Abel HaReisha, but in the Reisha, the Mishnah, it could be there, Tomei Midiraisa. Their attack is Tomei Midiraisa. That there the skin of a person is soft, so that is considered like bosses, like the mace. It would have Tumas mace on it. That's Machlekes. Then the Mishnah says, V'yor Chazir, that so it's machlokes about a wild chazir, a wild pig, is the skin soft enough to give the shame boss or not. So b'may kemifugi, ma'asavar ha'yishoyin b'hai rochich, one says that a domestic one is rochich soft, but a wild one is oshin, what she says is kosher. It's very hard, the skin, it's not cool like bosser. Well, ma'asavar, Reb Yehuda holds, no, ha'inami rochich, even a wild pig, its skin is also soft, so the skin is called like bosor, it would also be mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, or chatoras shel gomel haraka, the humps on top of a camel, on top of a young soft camel. So the question is, the kama gomel haraka, how old, like, until how long is the camel coat soft and young? So Amar Ulula says, Amar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Kol Zaman Shalai Tana. Kol Zaman, it didn't lift or carry any weight. Kol Zaman, it didn't carry anything yet. Then the skin is still cold soft. Now, Bor Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, Hegiya Zaman Alit, let's say it's old enough to carry things. But for Lai Tana, but they didn't put weight on it yet. Ma, what's the lacha? Like, do you mean to say it's only soft up until that age, let's say 1 year old, but afterwards, once it's fit to start carrying things, it's already called hard? Or maybe no, even though it's fit, Kozman, it didn't carry anything, maybe the skin is still called soft. That's one shayla. Boy Abaya, Abaya's question like this. Let's say no, it's not even a year old yet. It didn't come the time yet that usually camel starts to carry things. But for Torno, but somebody put weight on top of the back of the camel, ma, what's going to be the luck of the skin? So teiku, both of these shallows is a teiku. But what's the pshat from the skin? Is it the work, the carrying that makes it hard? Or is it the age that makes it hard? Yosef Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish is sitting down. Okay, Boyle, you had a question like this. Kama Gomla Raka, Resh Lakish had the shallow. Until how old, until how long is a camel still considered the skin to be soft? So Omalei Rabbi Yishmael Barabba, Rabbi Yishmael Barabba said back to him, he should know, Hoch Yom Rabbi Shubba Levi. This is what Rabbi Shubba Levi said, like this, that Kol Zaman Shloi Torna, Kol Zaman, it did not carry any weight yet. There was no weight to put on, no bundles put on top of the camel. It's humps, the skin is still soft, still called kibbosom. That's what he told Resh Lakish. So Malay Kivla Kabli, Resh Lakish was very happy with that answer and said, like, come and sit next to me. Rashi says, Kivla Kabli, Shematli Dovah Tam V'yoshek V'yoshek Kachacho. Like, you told me good reasoning, thank you very much. So Kitzur Resh Lakish was very nice to him. Now the Gemara says, Now Mar says, Yosef Reb Zera. Reb Zera was sitting down. You know, Kimibarla, he also asked the same question. I think Resh Lakish was now swirled, and Reb Zera was in Bavel. So Reb Zera also asked the same question. Kama Gomel Harak, until how long is the camel still called soft skin? So Homele Rovin Bachinino, he answered him and said, Hokiyam Ulu, this is what Ulu said, Omer Shubba Levi, Reshubba Levi, that Kozman Shlotono, Kozman, they didn't put any weight on top of the camel, in the meat, the skin is still called soft. So the Mora says, Kozman Shlotono, Heavy Ketoni Lo, so the Mora says what happened was that Rabban Bachina said it the second time, he said the same answer a second time. So Omalei, so Reb Zeri answered him back and said, Chode Hevelucho, Omato, like you already said it one time. Like, what did God tell me the second time for? Rashi says, Chod Hevelucho Omato, like Dovah Chidish Echod, Hoyi Biyotchol, is this the only thing you know? Shem Yudeknesh, that we don't know. Haray Omato, you said it already one time, like Voloma Tafsa Tishna Pamishniya, Laos Chokmosos, time to break to show us. Skits Reb Zeri spoke like a little bit harsh back to him. And this the Gemara says, Tochazi, come and see. Ma ben tekifa yaradi Yisrael lechasidu debovol. See what a difference there is between the strong people of Eretz Yisrael, means Resh Lakish was a big taket in Eretz Yisrael, and still when somebody gave him an answer, he spoke back so nice to him and said, like, Tochazi, Toh Yosef means thank you very much, Yashik Chacho. And look at the chasidu debovol, Reb Zeri, he was from Bovol, he was a chasidu debovol, and look how he answered back. He answered back a little bit harsh. You see, why says the schus of Eretz Yisrael, what it does on the people. Rashi says, Resh Lakish mitkifu de Eretz Yisrael nevgad aminu perek bami kama diyuma mandi mishtoi Resh Lakish badei yev liiska blei sevov as Resh Lakish spoke to, so people respected him very much. And here he acted so nice, and Abzei was from Bovel, and he answered back not so nicely. Now the Gemara says, the Or Harosh Shall Egel Harach. Says, well, the Or Harosh here. Now the Gemara says also, the Kama Egel Harach, until how long is the calf called the young calf that it's the skin over the head is still called soft, is still called like meat? So Ulu Omar Ben Shnosei. Only throughout the first year. Once it's a year old, then the skin becomes hard. Rav Yechon Omar Kol Zaman Shiyonik. No, even if it's more than a year old. Kol Zaman is nursing. Kol Zaman the calf is nursing from its mother, the cow, so still it's called soft. Rashi says, I'll put Pirish Milan, but if it stops, Reb Yechon said, no, cause the man shiyunik. Ibolu, I have a question like this. Heichi koma, ulo. What do ulo mean to say? Bein shenosav u shiyunik. Does ulo mean to say only the first year and also it has to nurse? That keeps the skin soft. And on this, the Omalai Reb Yechon says back, no, cause the man shiyunik. Doesn't have to be a year old.